All right, today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf, a very packed daf in terms of the halachos of Taroves. So the Mishnah on daf Sadi Vavim Beis had told us that if the Gira Nosh is Nispashal im Hagidim, it's cooked together with other Gidim, so Bizman Shemakiro Binosein Tam, if you can identify which one is the Gira Nosh, so if it gave Tam to the other ones, then they're going to be Aser. If it didn't give Tam to the other ones, they're going to be Mutter. You just have to remove the original Gira Nosh. Vim Lav Kulan Asurin. But if you can't identify anymore which one is the Gira Nosh, you just have a bunch of Gidim that were all cooked together, so then they're all going to be Aser. So frak the Gemara, why are they all going to be Aser? V'livtol beruba, why don't you just say that it's batel berov? After all, you don't know which one is the Gira Nosh. So in general, that's normally the halachas that we say that there's the din of bittel. Why do we automatically assume that it's not going to be batel? Answers the Gemara, Beria shiny. No, Gira Nasha can't be Batal Barov because a Gira Nasha is a Beria, and a Beria, something that's a complete entity, cannot become Batal Barov. So a couple of major issues over here. First of all, what exactly is the Gemara asking when it says V'livtal Biruba, meaning what kind of Rove are we talking about? So the Ran on the Rif, and Daflam and Vavam Ralph, Midape a Rif, quotes the Ravid that the Gemara is asking Liftal Beruba, not that it should be Batal in Chad Betray, because you always need a Rove of Shi. Shishim midrabanan. Midrabanan would always require shishim. So the Gemara is really asking v'liftel b'shishim, that it should be batel b'shishim, not that it should be batel berov. However, the Ran and other Rishonim are docha this shitas arayvid. They disagree with the Raivid and they say no. When did the Rabbanan require shishim by min b'mino? That's only by a tarovis of lach b'lach, or a tarovus of things that were cooked together. That in such a case, that where if it were eno mino, it would be asumida or raisa without shishim, and therefore the rabbanon were gozer min bimino, atu min bishe eno mino. In a situation where, had it been min bishe eno mino, would be da or raisa without shishim, the rabbanon were gozer, even bimino, it should be asumida rabbanon without shishim. But by a davar yavesh, which just happens to be mixed together, items that are not being nosin tam to each other, that just happen to be mixed together, and there's no nesinas tam from one to the other, where even by a min b'she'eno mino, mida oraisa, it wouldn't be aser with less than shishim. It's only by, even by min b'she'eno mino, it would only be, you'd only require shishim midrabanan. So in such a case, where you have both the fact that it's min b'mino, and the fact that it's yavesh b'yavesh, so the chachamim, the rabbanan, were never machmir to require shishim, even midrabanan. There was no such din of shishim, and therefore when the Gemara asks, v'liftal beruba, it means a straight rove, chad betray, it doesn't mean that, it doesn't mean v'liftal beruba in any sort of rove, that's a shishim or anything like that. Now one thing that is clear in this sugya, that the iser yavesh, that's mixed with another, with other items, it's batal chad betray, right? That's what it seems to be from the rove rishonim in our Gemara, that there is a din of bittel, had it not been a beria. Had we not been talking about something that's a beria, normally we would say that it's batel berov. Now, so that means if you have two kosher hamburgers and one non-kosher hamburger, and you can't identify which one is which, so it's batel berov, and therefore it's mutter. The question in Rishonim is, what is mutter? Meaning, what exactly are you allowed to do with these three hamburgers now that you have, or three gidim, let's say, and one of them is a gid anasha, now that you have, well, the gid doesn't work because it's a beria, but whatever, let's say three hamburgers, what is it exactly that you're allowed to do? So the shita of Rashi, Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, is that it's usher to eat all three of them. You have to throw one of them to the dogs. You have to throw one of them away, and then the rest of the tarovus will be mutter once you throw one of them away. That is what the Rama writes in Siman Kuf Tes Sif Aleph. But the Rama says that is a chumra bialma. That is an excessive chumra. It's not really a required maker adin to throw one away, because throwing one away says that there wasn't bittel, but there was bittel. So the sheet of Rashi is that you need to throw one away. Tosos and the Tosos Rid write that even though an Isser is batel berov and chad betray, even though one non-kosher hamburger is batel in two kosher hamburgers, nevertheless, maybe for one person to eat all three of them is not okay, because at the end of the day, it will turn out that one person has eaten a treif hamburger. So it's not okay for one person to eat all three of them. The reason it's not okay, Tosos Rid explains, is because the Isser Nisr for Tosfos Rid on says it's Nisr Daraisa, because if one person eats all of them, he knows for sure he's violating an Nisr. He knows for sure he's eating something that's not kosher. And that's the Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchos Avos HaTuma Perek Yutas Halacha Beis compares this to the case of Shnei Shvilin, where you have two pathways and Taros went through one pathway, and then other Taros went through another pathway. If a person wants to eat both Taros, and you know there's Tumah in one of the pathways, if a person wants to eat both Taros, he's Vaday going to be Chayev, because Mimanavshach, he did something that's Aser. So the Mishnah Melech says the same thing over here. You know that one of these hamburgers is a not kosher hamburger, so maybe you're going to be Chayev. However, that's how Tos Rid understands. But other, but Achronim, a variety of different Achronim, Rav Elchanan and Primogadim, seem to assume that according to Tosos, it would only be an Isser Mitarabanan for one person to have all of them. It would not be an Isser Daoraisa. It would only be an Isser Darabanan. And that it's not at all similar to the case of Shnei Shvilin, because over here, by the din of Bittel, when you say Bittel, the Isser becomes Heter. So it becomes Heter Midin Vadai by the Shnei Shvilin. So it's a Suffolk where the Tumah was. Over here, it becomes Heter. So it's not going to be Isser Midaraisa for one person to eat all of them, just Isser Midarabanan. But anyway, that is Shita number two. That's Shitas HaTosfos. The third Shita is the Rush. The Rush holds anytime you have Bittel Barov, the Isser is Nepach Lios Heter Gomer. The Isser turns into Heter 100%, and therefore you're allowed to eat all three in one big triple hamburger sandwich. And that would be totally permissible. There's no problem. The Isser has become Heter. That is the Shita of the Rush. The Rush explains that a Heter of Chad Betray, B'davar Yavesh, even Midrabanan is Batel. It has nothing to do with Safek or Svek Sveka, nothing to do with that. It's a Gzeres HaKasov, Achre Rabin Lahatos, Chad Betray is Batel, the Isser becomes Heter. The fourth Shita and final Shita is the Shita of the Rashba. The Rashba says, yeah, one person could eat all of them, but only one at a time. You can't eat all three of them at the same time. Now, there is a machlokas achronim what the Rashba means by that. Does the Rashba mean mida oraisa? You're not allowed to eat all three at the same time, or only mida rabbanan? Taz sounds like he understands that the isser to eat them all together is only an isser mida rabbanan. However, several other achronim, the Karen Ora, Nazir Daflamed Hay, the Briska Rav, and Zvachim, think that according to the Rashba, the isser to eat them all at one time is an isser da oraisa. So those are the four basic shitos about Bittel Barov in general. The Rush writes that since it's mutter to eat the entire Tarovas together, Mimela Hu Adin, the same would be true if you were then Mevasha. Let's say I take those three hamburgers and I now cook them together, or I now cook them with other things. Everything is going to be mutter. We're not going to say that, no, when's a Bittel Barov? That's only when it's still Yavish B'Yavish, when it's still just Tarovas where it's not Nosein Tam. That's when it's Bittel Barov. But as soon as it starts being Nosein Tam, then we go back to require Shishim. No, we're not going to say that. Once it's batel, it's batel. The Ran writes that even in min b'mino b'yavish is batel b'chad b'trei, but you're not allowed to cook them together. He thinks it's going to go back to the din of lach b'lach if you cook it together, and then we're going to have to be gozer that you require shishim. So that's a fundamental machlokas rishonim. Do we assume that bittel happens at a moment, at a moment in time, and then we never have to look back? Or do we assume that we continuously reevaluate, is this still Yavish B'Yavish, or is it now Lach B'Lach? The Ran quotes from the Ra'ah that whenever you have a bittel of Chad B'Trei, B'Yavish, since it's mutter to eat each one on its own, if you want to cook them together, you're definitely allowed to be Mevatel L'Sul Chachil. You're definitely allowed to be, even though the Ran says you need Shishim, once you're going to cook them together, he says you're allowed to create a situation where you have Shishim L'Chachila in order to be Mevatel whatever Isser there is. Typically, we have a rule, Mevatel Nisr L'Chadchila. You're not allowed to go ahead and be Mevatel Isurim. But the Ran says this would be an exception because there's no Isser. When it's Yavesh, it's Chad B'Trei Batel, so it's already Mutter. It's only that when you cook it together, now we're going to have to reevaluate and view it as Lach B'Lach. But cook it together with Shishim would not be a violation of Mevatel Nisr L'Chadchila. Okay, all that was on the first two words of Liftol Beruba. What about the next two words? The Gemara's answer, Birya Shiny. That the din of a Birya is different. So whether, so the din of Birya means a couple of things. Over here, we're just saying beria doesn't become batel. Typically, when we talk about beria, we mean that, let's say, if you eat a beria, even if it's less than a kazayas, it means that you're going to be chayiv for an avera that's a machol sasurus, that's less than a kazayas, or if it's a beria. That din of a beria, of even being less than a kazayas and still being chayiv, is a din d'oraisa. The din beria that we're talking about in our Gemara is most likely a din d'rabbanan. The din that it doesn't become batel is most likely a din d'rabbanan, not a din d'oraisa. The Tosa Rush writes that yesh mina chachamim, that very unbelievable thing. Our Gemara just says beria shiny, so we assume it means that there's no bittel by a beria. Tosa Rush says that there are some chacham that hold that beria is batel b'teisha meos v'shishim, in 960. That's when it becomes batel. So the Achronim scratch their heads about this. 960 of all number? Where do they get 960 from? Yamshel Shlomo says that harbe sha'alu. A lot of people wonder about this, the Shita and the Rishonim. And the Yamshel Shlomo over here, and some Memchas says, what's going on? What's the 960? So he comes up with the following chiddush. He says that the makor of the shir is what we learned yesterday, that I think it was yesterday, that seer of Dag Tame, that the juices of Dag Tame, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's usher until you have 1/16. It's usher in 1/16. So he says, it turns out the shear of Shisha Usher of a 16th was Makubal by the Chachamim to be makel of certain things. By a beria, we know that we need to be machmir with more than Shishim. So what do? We pick a number that's 16 times 60. So that's what we do. The math works out, right? 16 times 60 is 960. So it all comes from the number 16 that we use by Tzir of Dag Tame, and that's how they get 960. The Rush and the Ran say that the Gemara over here compares, as we'll see in the next line, a beria to chaticha ruy l'skabed. The halacha by chaticha ruy l'skabed is afilu be'elef l'batel. It's not even batel be'elef. So it's very hard to say that beria is going to have a different halacha. So the Rush just says, no, it's not a dimyum gamur. It's not a complete comparison between the two. They're both not batel until you have a lot. Beria is not batel until you have 960. Chaticha ruy l'skabed is never batel. But it's close enough. It doesn't have to be more than that. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, the Mishnah had said that it's not only a halacha by a gid. The same is true if you have a chaticha shel nevela that gets cooked together. Right, the Mishnah had said on Sadi Vav and Beis, after it spoke about the gid, it said v'chein chaticha shel nevela v'chein chaticha shel dag tame. If it gets cooked together with other chatichos, if you can identify the piece that's nevela, take it out, and then it asers the rest of the pot b'no sein tam. If you can't identify the piece that's a nevela, then they're all aser. So again, frek the Gemara, v'tiftel beruba. What do you mean they're all aser? Whatever happened to the din of bittel berov? Just because I can't identify the treifa piece, it means they're all going to be aser. So says Gemara, hani chalaman diyamar kol shadarko limno shaninu el miyaman diyamar esh shadarko limno shaninu ma'ikol lemeimar. So the Gemara is alluding to a din of a davar shebeminyan, that a davar shebeminyan is not going to be batel. The question is, what constitutes a davar shebeminyan? So that is a fundamental machlokas. Is it kol shadarko limnos, or is it esh shadarko limnos? To be a davar shebeminyan, does it have to be something that is always counted and only counted, meaning there's no other way to sell it other than counting it out? Or is it something that's sometimes counted? If you look at Rashi, he says the source of this is Maseches Arla, the third parak of Arla. Gabi chavilei tilta delo batel hanami pa'amim shenimnis ta'adam asa limnos chatichosav leminin orchem shezimein. So we are also, sometimes, this piece of nevela is something that you would consider sometimes counted, not always counted. So let's say large eggs are always counted. You always buy eggs by the dozen. You don't. If you see 11 in the box, you won't buy it. You'll take a different box. You always buy. You don't say, 11 is close enough to 12 and just buy it anyway. You always buy large eggs by the dozen. Small eggs, probably not so. Because small eggs are sold to big companies, you know, Entenmann's, whatever. They probably buy them by the pound or by whatever else, not by the numbers. So a chaticha of nevela is considered to be something that's sometimes counted, not always counted. So why isn't it batel berov? So if you hold sometimes counted is enough to be a davar shebeminyan, I understand why it's not going to be batel berov. But if you hold it needs to be always counted in order to be a davar shebeminyan, well, then we're back to our kasha. Why isn't it batel berov? Why is the chaticha of nevela not batel berov? Answers the Gemara, shiny chaticha Hol v'ru'uy l'skabid b'lefnei orchim. A chatich of nevela is different because it's ro'uy to be miskabid b'lefnei orchim. It's ro'uy to honor, to be honored with in front of guests. So in this little, these five lines of Gemara that we've read today, we have the three major midrabanan exceptions to the din of bittul. Number one, the din of beria. Number two, the din of davashab minyan. And number three, the din of chaticha ru'uy l'skabid. All three of those situations are cases where something will not become batal. Now, bad chaticha ru'uy l'skabed. So Tosos in our sugya seems to assume that chaticha ru'uy l'skabed is really not a third heter, it's a third chumrah. It's really part of davar shebeminyan, that because a person would use this to serve to his guest. So when you have X amount of guests, you want to make sure you have, you're serving plated dinners, you want to make sure you have X amount of pieces of steak, one for each guest. So it's based on davar shebeminyan. Chaticha ru'uy l'skabed is the same as davar shebeminyan. That's how Tosfos seems to understand. However, the majority of Rishonim seem to assume not that way. The Rashba in Yavamas, Taf Payal, the Meiri in Yavamas, the majority of Rishonim seem to assume that Chaticha ru'uy l'skabed has nothing to do with davar shebeminyan. It has to do with the fact that it's chashuv, that it's a chaticha chashuva, it's chashuv mitzad atzma, it's chashuv in its own right, that itself makes it a chaticha ru'uy l'skabed. So Tosfos says that there's makom lefarish, that there's place, that there is room to say that a chaticha nevela, a piece of nevela that's chashuv, is a chaticha ru'uy l'skabed. That's because it's royal l'skabed lifnei orchin, even be'iser, meaning prior to it being mixed in with anything, if you had non-Jewish guests, you'd be able to use it. Meaning practically, it's royal l'skabed, you'd be able to use it for orchin. But one maybe could have said that if, let's say, you have a chaticha of basa b'chalav, where it's asa b'hana, where you're not even allowed to serve it to non-Jewish guests, so then one could have said that that maybe that shouldn't be chaticha ru'uy l'skabed. But Tosfos says, no, it's clear in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that even a chaticha of basa b'chalav that's mixed in with other chatichas doesn't become batal, because it's considered a chaticha ru'uy l'skabed. Even though b'fnei atzma, when it's not mixed together, it's not ro'uy to serve in front of guests, because it's isurei hana. So you have to say that chaticha ru'uy l'skabed means that had it been mixed together and become batel, then it would be ru'uy l'skabed. So we're going to stop that bittel from happening. But that's what chaticha ru'uy l'skabed means. It has to be something that practically could have been served to guests by a Jew, halachically viable to serve to guests by a Jew. Not that its physical characteristics require enable it to be served to guests, but that it's not only that its physical characteristics enable it to be served to guests, but that halachically it could have been served to guests. The Ra'ah says no. Chaticha ru'uy l'skabed just means that physically its physical characteristics are such that it could be served to guests, but not that it's halachically viable to serve it to guests. There is a machlokas Rishonim, when is a chaticha called ru'uy l'skabed? At what stage? At what point is it called ru'uy l'skabed? Shulchan Aruch writes that only if it's ru'uy l'itenas a chaticha k'mo shehi lifnei orchin. If as is, you could give it to a guest, that's called chaticha ru'uy l'skabed. So for instance, if you haven't removed the feathers from the chicken, then it's going to be batel brov. You're not going to say it's chaticha ru'uy l'skabed, because you never serve it to guests with feathers still in the chicken. It has to be cooked. If it's raw, it's not ru'uy l'skabed. Shulchan Aruch says if it's the right size that you would serve as a portion to a guest, that's ru'uy l'skabed. But if it's too big, even if it's larger than the right size, but you would never serve like a whole side of beef to a guest, so then it's not called a chaticha ru'uy l'skabed. That's the Shulchan Aruch. The Rama says, no, it doesn't need to be ready right now to be served to a guest. Ru'uy l'skabed means a piece that's big enough to be a piece that would be served to a guest. But it doesn't have to be that it's ready right now to serve to a guest. But Rama says, if it's mechusar maisa gadol, let's say a tarnagol benotzasa, keves ba'oro, it still hasn't been skinned or something like that, then for sure it's not a chaticha ru'uy l'skabed, because if it requires a tikkun gadol, so then it's not a chaticha ru'uy l'skabed. So says the Beis Halevi, this machlokas rishonim is totally in the reason why chaticha ru'uy l'skabed is aser. If yol chaticha ru'uy l'skabed is not batal because of the because it has its own status, not because davar shebeminyan, it's just that it's its own davar chashuv. So I understand right now it has to be a davar chashuv. It has to be something that you can use right now for kibud. But if you hold like the Rush, who says that the ikur mile of chaticha ru'uy l'skabed is that it's considered a davar shebeminyan, like Tosfos holds, so then even if it's mechusar tikkun, it doesn't change the fact that it's a davar shebeminyan, that it's something that would be counted out. So that machlokas Chabur Ramah is totally dependent on the machlokas of why it is that Chatichah Ruil Iskabed is not going to be batal. Now the Ramah paskins that the din of all these things, of Beria and Chatichah Ruil Iskabed, Davar Sheminyan, these are all dinim drabanan that they don't become batal. The Ramah writes that this din is only by Nisarva Chatichah Bemina, and whether it's Bemina or Shalom Mina, that it's not batal Barov, as opposed to the Isser V'Heter who says Chatichah Ruil Iskabed is not batal, that's only Bemina, not Shalom Bemina. He thinks Chatichah Ruil Iskabed Min B'Sheino Mino is going to become batel. That's how the Isser V'Heter writes. Now, Legabi Davar Sheminyan, the Prima Gadim says, even a Davar Sheminyan is not batel, even Shalo Bimino. So why it is that we'd be Michalik is something that we're not going to have time to discuss today, but there's a fascinating Beis Halevi. Let's go weiter, though. Okay, says the Gemara, Utsricha, why do I need both halachos? You told me a halacha of Beria, and now you told me a halacha of Chatichah Ruil Iskabed. So the Gemara says, yeah, I need both halachos, because they're two different halachos. One is about Beria, one is about Chatichah Ruil Iskabed. Diash mina gid mishum de Beria hi, aval Chatichah imalo. If you only told me the halacha about the gid being mixed in with the other gidim, I would only know the din that a Beria doesn't become batal, but I would never know the din of Chatichah Ruil Iskabed. Diash mina Chatichah, and if you only would have told me about a piece of an avela, hover Ruil Iskabed, balafnei orchim, so I would know about the din of Chatichah Ruil Iskabed, aval gid imalo, but I would never know about the din of gid anasha tzricha. That's why I need to be told both dinim. Very unusual kind of tzrichasa. But no, that's the trichasa. So tricha. That's why I need both dinim. Darash Rabba, now new case. Darash Rabba bar Rav Chana. Chaticha shel nevela v'shel dag tameh. Over here it means or shel dag tameh. Doesn't mean it have to be both. A chaticha of nevela or a chaticha of dag tameh. Eina osares ad shetitein tam berotav. When you try to measure if it was nosing time, so you have to measure, is there shishim in the pot, kenega the iser. So let's say it's a pot that has three pieces of meat and a lot of gravy and vegetables and other things, and there's sediment at the bottom of the pot. How do I measure the shishim? Just meat kenega the meat, or do I count everything in the pot? So Rabbi Bar Chana says you count everything in the pot, all of the heter in the pot, the gravy, the sauce, the everything counts kenega the one piece of aser meat to figure out if there's going to be bittel. So okay, Rav Amora Levedarash. So Rav was Oki Amora. Oki Amora means he got a Talmud who had a really loud voice to announce. Kivon Shenasan Tam Bechaticha. He says, wait a second, as soon as it's nosing time into the other piece of meat in the pot, that other piece of meat itself becomes nevela, it becomes iser itself, and it asers all of the other chatichos, because all of the other chatichos are now min bemino, so it's going to aser everything. So Amalei Rav Safa L'Abayi, Rav Safa says to Abayi, wait a second, michti, Rav Keman Amal L'Shmaite, Rabbi Yehuda, dam min b'mina lo batil. Wait a second, if you're assuming like Rabbi Yehuda anyway, who holds min b'mina zeno batil, that when you have two like kinds, there's never going to be bittel, my area ki nasan tam, afil ki lo nasan tam nami. Why do you need the original piece of nevela to be nosin tam into one of the other chatichos in order to say that everything's going to be aser and that there's no bittel over here? Even if it didn't give tam into one of the other chatichos, min bimino, it's not batel. So what are you talking about that it was only nosin tam? So the Gemara has two answers. Amalei hachmei eskinon, bishakadam vesilko. Answer number one is, we're talking about where you took out the original piece of nevela. It's not there anymore. So of course, yeah, the only way it's going to aser anything else is if it was already nosing tam into one of the kosher pieces of meat. And then we'll say about that kosher piece of meat, that chaticha nasas nevela, that kosher piece of meat becomes non-kosher, and when it becomes non-kosher, then asers everything else in the pot. Rava Amar, Rava says, afilu temelo kada mesilka. You don't even have to say that you were mesalik it, that you took out the original piece of iser. Have min umino v'davar acher. This is not a straight min bimino. This is min bimino v'davar acher. This is two like kinds, the two pieces of meat, and davar acher, the spices and the sauce and all that other stuff. That's eino mino. That's davar acher. And what's the rule when you have min, mino, and davar acher together? We call min umino v'davar acher. Salekes mino kemisha eino. V'sheino mino rabba lovim vatlo. Let's say I have 1 ounce of nevela, meat, 1 ounce of kosher meat, and 60 ounces of gravy and of vegetables and of a whole bunch of other kosher products that are not the same min as the meat. So I pretend that the 1 ounce of kosher meat isn't there, and I measure the 1 ounce of nevela meat versus the other ingredients, the other kosher ingredients in the pot. And if you have shishim in the other ingredients in the pot, good, then it will be mevatel. So that's why nesinas tam makes a difference over here, even though we're dealing with min b'mino, because it's not a straight min b'mino. It's min b'mino v'sheino mino. You have three things to take into account. Now there is a well-known machlokas in Tarovas that appears on this daf, in the Bali Atosos, on this daf, that we're not going to be able to really flesh out, but just needs to be mentioned, about Chaticha Nasas Nevela in general. When you say that something that absorbs taste from something else, from an Isser, becomes Nevela itself, it becomes the Isser itself. So that din of Chaticha Nasas Nevela, does that apply only to, let's say, Basar B'chalav, where each one on its own is mutter, and it's only when they absorb taste from each other that they become iser? That's when we say the whole thing becomes iser. Or does it apply even b'shari surim, even if I have a kosher piece of meat that absorbs taste from a non-kosher piece of meat? So the Rabbeinu Ephraim is the one that holds that chanan, chaticha nas nevela, doesn't apply to shari surim. It only applies to basa b'chalav. The problem over here is that Rabbeinu Ephraim is going to have trouble dealing with our sugya, because the Gemara made clear reference to chaticha atzma nasas nevela, and clearly we're not talking about basa b'chalav over here, we're talking about a piece of nevela. So that's going to be a great challenge for the Rabbeinu Ephraim, and that's what the Rishonim over here work on, how the Rabbeinu Ephraim read the Gemara. Now Rabbeinu Ephraim has plenty of other Gemaras that he thinks back him up, but this Gemara is a great challenge for Rabbeinu Ephraim, and that's why you have this very long tosos over here. The Rishonim in general have a hard time trying to figure out exactly how Rabbeinu Ephraim is going to understand our Gemara. Okay, new Mishnah. Noeg b'tahora ve'enu noeg b'tmeya. The Isra of Gerar Nasha is noeg on kosher animals, not noeg on non-kosher animals. Rabbi Yehuda Omer af b'tmeya. Rabbi Yehuda says it's noeg even on non-kosher animals. Omer Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says, I'll prove to you that it's got to be noeg even on non-kosher animals. V'alo mibnei Yaakov nesa Gerar Nasha. V'adayin b'em b'tmeya muteris lehen. Gerar Nasha became usher from the time Yaakov fought with the angel. So it was ready usher to the children of Yaakov Avinu. And there was no such thing as a kosher, non-kosher animal yet. The Torah hadn't yet been given to determine what's kosher, what's not kosher. So even though they were allowed to eat non-kosher animals, they weren't allowed to eat kiranasha. So obviously, kiranasha applies even to non-kosher animals. So I'm low, the Chumash said back to Rabbi, no. V'sinai ne'mar ela shenichtav b'mekomo. Now, what exactly does that line mean? So Rashi understands it means that it was kiranasha didn't become usher to the children of Yaakov. After the fight with the Malach, the Torah records, Al Kein Lo Yochal, that's why we don't eat Kiranasha Ada Yom Hazeh. The Torah records that. Moshe Rabbeinu put that in when he wrote the Torah, when he got the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That did not become Aser at the time of Yaakov Avinu. It only became Aser later on. It became Aser at Kabbalah HaTorah. So it had nothing to do with Yaakov Avinu. The children of Yaakov did not have an Isra of Gidan Asha. That's how Rashi understands. The Rambam, Pirshim Mishnayos, understands that it was Aser for the children of Yaakov Avinu. But anything that was Aser for the children of Yaakov Avinu, but then was repeated at Har Sinai, it's a brand new Isra. It's not usher for us to eat it because we're children of Yaakov Avinu. It's usher for us to eat it because we got it in the Torah. And that's what the Rambam says. The Rambam understands that's what it means. Not that there was no such thing as an Isra for Yaakov Avinu. There was an Isra for the Bnei Yaakov Avinu. But the reason we're not allowed to eat it is because it says it in the Torah. Now in Biri Adaf over here, it quotes from the Sefer Chosin Yeshua, so it asks in the name of Hagon Rab Yitzchak Achiv Shalataz, the brother of the Taz. It's interesting, lost in the Mishnah. Noeg b'tahora. Gida Nasha is noeg b'tahora. It's noeg on a kosher animal. And ain't no noeg b'tmeya. Now, why are those first two words necessary? That it's noeg on a kosher animal? Of course it's noeg on a kosher animal. Why wouldn't I think it's noeg on a kosher animal? So I just thought it throws it in there because it wants to tell me any noeg b'tmeya. But the brother of the Taz says, oh, it's extra words. Why would the Mishnah say it? Tell me this din. So he's mitarets that the Tana wants to let us know that it's noeg by every behemoth Torah, even every species of kosher animal, even if that particular animal happens to be a nevela or a trefa, meaning even though it has other isurim, because we would hold that one might have thought that the reason reason that it's not noeg b'tmeya is because of the sheet of Rabbi Shimon that it's only noeg on that which is besaro mutter v'gida wasser, when the meat of the animal will be mutter, and it's only the gid that's aser. But in the veil of treifa, the gid, the meat itself is aser. So one would have thought that it's not noeg on the veil of treifa. That's why the Tana wants to tell me if it's a behema tahora, the isra of gid is noeg. It makes no difference whether it's nevela treifa or whatnot. If it's a behema tahora, that's all you need for the isra of gid to be noeg. Okay, says the Gemara now. So what did Rabbi Yehuda say? That it's noeg even by non-kosher animals. Does Rabbi Yehuda really hold that an Isser can be chal on another Isser? Does Rabbi Yehuda really hold the concept of Isser chal Isser? In general, there's a klal in the Torah that ein Isser chal Isser, that an object or an action that's already Isser with an Isser lav or an Isser asay, so you can't have another Isser be chal on it. Where does that come from? So that's a discussion that we showed him. Tosfos on the Rush writes, we learn it from Truma. It says umesu bo ki chaluluhu. So we darshan that a kohen tame that eats Truma tamea is not chayiv misa, because the Isra of Tumas HaGuf is not Chal in the Isra of Truma Tameya. So from there we learn, Tukala Tarukula, that Ein Isser Chal al Isser. That's Tosfos over here, Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Gimel. The Rush quotes the name Rabbeinu Tam. No, that we learn it from Nazir. It says by Nazir, Miyayin V'Sheichar Yazir. So it sounds like he's Chayiv only Mishum Nazir, and not Mishem Acher, that he's only going to be Chayiv because of Nazirus, not because of any other Isser that may be associated with it. The Minchas Chinuch writes that the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Tzadi Ozvav says that the Isser is Misvara, that once it's Mushma V'Yomin Misinai, once we already have an Isser, so it doesn't make sense that there's going to be another Isser that's going to be Chal in it. However, as you know, there are many exceptions to the rule of Ein Isser Chal al Isser. An Isser Mosif, meaning if the Isser Achron is Mosif on the Isser Rishon, so because it's Chal on a Chelik of it, you know, the Chelik that it's adding on, so then we could assume that it'll be Chal entirely. So an Isser Kolel, the second Isser includes other things with it. So since it's chal on the other things, it's going to be chal even on the original item that had the original Isser as well. Or an Isser Basachas, if both Isurim come at the same time. And that's going to be critical in our sugya. About if both Isurim come at the same time, we don't say Ein Isser Chal Isser, because there's no one that's being chal on the other. They just happen to be happening simultaneously. That's the rule of Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Isser Chal Isser, Rabbi Yehuda holds the Isser of Gid is going to be chal on the Isser of I think a nevela sof tamei should also be matan begadim beis ablia, just like a nevela sof tahar is tamalam and nevela treifa lo yochal tamava mishu yisur mishum bal tochal nevela yatzah shem yisur mishum bal tochal nevela mishum bal tochal tamea. So we learn from there that no, that it's only when the isur is mitam nevela, not when the isur is also mitam tamea. So if it has the double isur, only one of them is chal. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda himself holds that ein isur chal al isur. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's ein begidim no sin tam, and therefore the gid anasha does not have the isur of behema tamea because it's not meat; it's not something that's edible. Ube tamea nami isur gidika isur tamaleka. So even on a behema tamea, you only have an isur gid; you don't have an isur tamea, and that's why he's willing to say that that the gid is knowing by a behema tamea, not because it's two isurim; it's one isur; it's just the isur of gid. So says the Gemara, but that doesn't work because v'sav Rabbi Yehuda ein begidim no sin tam. Does Rabbi Yehuda really hold that ein begidim no sin tam? Vatanya ha'ochel get a nasha shal behema tameya. If you eat a get a nasha of a non-kosher animal, Rabbi Yehuda mechayv shtayim. Rabbi Shimon Poter, Rabbi Yehuda says you chayv twice. So obviously he holds that there is the yisur of behema tameya still on the gid. So the olam k'savar yesh begidim no sin tam. V'k'savar noig b'shlil. Really, Rabbi Yehuda holds that it is begidim yesh begidim no sin tam. So it does have the yisur of behema tameya, but gid is already knowing on the fetus. The yisur gid v'yisur tuma b'adei adadi kasi. So the yisur of gid and the yisur of being a non-kosher animal happen simultaneously because they both happen when the animal is a fetus. So mima samer noig b'shlil, but really can Rabbi Yehuda hold that it's noig b'shlil? V'atna noig b'shlil, Rabbi Yehuda omer. Ainu knowing by shliel, the chol b'mutzer. Rabbi Yehuda said beferish, and it's not knowing by shliel. So it says Gemara, Hani mili gabei tahora. The Rachman Amar kol b'behemah tochelu, avu b'betmeya knowing. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's not knowing by shliel on a behemah tahora, but on a behemah tmeya it would be knowing by shliel, and therefore it's considered a isur basachas. Umimat samer to travay b'adei adadikasu. But can you really say that they both isurim come at the same time? V'atzna nalelu tumas anaz megaleich al meis v'al kzayis min a meis. Anaz is megaleich on a meis and on a kazayis ben ames. V'kashal kazayis ben ames megalech al ames lekolshkein, and we were bothered. Of course, he's going to be megalech on a mace if he's megalech on a kazayis ben ames. When do you have a mace that's less than a kazayis? V'amar biyochel lenitzchel nefesh lo neskashrei var begidin. So met a nefel where the gidin are not yet in place. Salma isra tumakadin. But you see from there, the isra tumah comes first. Before there's an isra gid, it already has a din of tumah. So avgav isra tumah kadim asi gid asi isra gid chaylele shekin isurin noig b'bnei noach. Even though the isra tumah comes first, the isra gid can be chal on it because the isra gid includes more. It's noig by b'nei noach as well. Dekadami diktani am rabbi gavala b'nei Yaakov nesar gidan ashav edayim emetzmea mutaris them. And that's Rabbi's whole point, that it was already includes b'nei noach where the isra b'emetzmea doesn't apply, and that's why it's an exception to the rule of Ein Isser Chal al Isser.